the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's half past and ever o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Plant, Jr., Mark D'Avola.
And welcome to yet another edition of Pop Clips.
You really dragged that out, huh?
My name is Pop, and his name is Clips.
Yep. Sometimes I want to say drug what for drag, you know, the past tense of drag. Like, in my head, I want to say drug. And it should make sense, you know? I mean, it, but it doesn't.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, we have a lot of music to play today, believe it or not.
Don't tell people what we're going to do. Just fucking do it.
People like to hear a little tease.
No, they don't.
First up, we have a song. It's for kids, because kids have a lot of questions about life, and they have a lot of questions about death.
So why not, you know, get some creepy child molester to answer them? That's what I always say.
This music's beautiful.
I'm glad that I can ask you about things that I don't know.
Like, 'cause I trust you so
when
much.
When my body dies, I wonder, where will I go? Oh, where will I go when I'm dead and gone? Where will I go when I die?
This guy sounds like a serial killer.
If my body's down in a hole in the ground, will I fly up in the sky? Oh, where
he's got kids in the video, but he's not letting them sing.
Dead goldfish go down the toilet bowl.
Dead mice go out in the trash.
I'm going to tell you something. If you let your kids hang out with this dude, I will call somebody on you. They will take your children away from you.
Kids when I say boo.
Will my foot hurt when I kick the bucket? I don't know, do you?
Oh, that's Scarlett Johansson.
I know. I don't know.
If my body's turned into smoke and burn, will I make a tear in your eye?
What the fuck is this dude's problem?
Hey, maybe you could dress me up and keep me around. Sit me in your kitchen chair.
We're dressing up a corpse in his kitchen? This is a song for kids.
Will I be right there?
This guy is fucking insane.
The sun on your patio, I'd dry hard as a stone, and the wind would make music.
Hey, I got this idea. I'm gonna make this song, but I don't know what dead bodies we're leaving around the house and shit, but it's for kids. Ah, sounds good.
You'll be singing this tune later as you're brushing your teeth.
I mean, maybe if I ever sang. There is no tune in my heart.
That doesn't make any sense. There's always a song in my head.
I never. Sports, music, nothing.
My questions make some people nervous. This stuff's not.
I always laugh when I see when people talk about how music is such a big part of their lives. Zero. Now, if I were this dude, this creepy fuck.
Nobody knows. Tell me where will I go when I
die? Does he answer it? I guess not.
Well, no.
Not very helpful.
I mean, but really religious people say we do know where you go when you die.
Well, guys, dude's not religious. He's just some creep.
Speaking of dead people, here is Ozzy's daughter, Amy.
She dead?
She was the one that was not on the show because she didn't want to be famous. But now she put out some music.
I know. It's like... she knows she fucked up so bad. She did not know what was going to happen, you know. Everyone was like, yeah, whatever, sure. Then all of a sudden, you know, all the siblings are fucking famous. They're all, the Kelly got thin, she's on TV, Jack, he's busy fucking.
Well, now he's dying of, was he a tuberculosis or something like that?
Is that going around still?
He's got some shit.
Either way, he's still fucking. That's all he does. Trades on that Osborne name for pussy, so he's doing all right.
Anyways, this is her project ARO and a song called Raining Gold by Amy Osborne. Is that her name, Amy Osborne?
I don't know. Sounds pretty good so far.
I mean, if you have a famous last name, you'll probably keep it, I would imagine.
What about Joan Osborne? What if God was one of us? Remember?
I don't think Osborne's even Ozzy's last name anyway.
It was her last name. Some build-up.
I'm pretty good, I guess.
I'm tapping my foot, if that tells you anything. Still waiting, though.
Slow down, slow down.
I know. Yeah, I really, Nirvana. Sitting pretty on your shelf. Is this a cover or something?
Silence speaks a thousand words that you can't hear. Cunt? She
you
can't say cunt
in
the
cunt.
Air. All the British people. Perception shared,
contagious light. I can't believe you said that.
I can't believe how slow you sing your songs.
I know. I mean, I kind of lie. I mean, it's all right.
This is cool if I'm just, like, zoned out on the couch or something.
Yeah. Does it ever pick up?
I don't know. Never heard it. I play some of these clips on scene work.
I'd appreciate a little pep.
Oh, Dewey.
What?
Dewey from Justified's in the video. See him?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fine, but way too fucking slow.
Yeah, I need more upbeat numbers.
I mean, if I was, like, super bummed, I guess, and I just... Oh, I picture me driving, like, after a bad breakup. I'm, like, super
sad. Here's
an upbeat
number. Somebody combined... what's this guy's name? I want to give him credit so he doesn't sue us.
Because he'll hear about it. Believe you me.
Neil Sakariga.
He'll sue you because he said his name wrong.
Sure. Neil Sakariga, he combined Hall & Oates and Metallica. Really, can a guy who's using other people's music get mad that you're playing his thing?
By all rights, no.
I mean, come on.
I would say, yeah.
It's like a thief getting mad because he stole something that he stole. It's like, you stole it yourself. You could be mad at me.
Yeah, you're right. All right, it's cool.
A little more upbeat for you.
That's more like it. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son. As usual, people put so much fucking work into this shit. Do they make a dime? Does anyone
use other people's music?
But I mean, like, they get nothing from this stuff. But they work so hard on it. It is a good job. It works.
When the Hall & Oates are singing.
Yeah. I wonder what the original song sounds like.
Everyone knows the song.
Not me.
How do you not?
I don't know. Because I don't fucking listen to music. I don't know. I don't know Beatles songs either.
You don't?
What, dude, wait, is that me? I don't give a fuck about that shit. That's cool.
I thought maybe they would sing in it sometimes.
Well, some mashups, they have like the chorus part be the other song, but apparently not. Just wanted to keep it straight.
Here's the real version.
This is the original.
Called I Can't Go For That.
Is this Thriller? Dun, 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 dun. All these build-ups.
Excellent! See?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Same song.
Yeah, I know it was.
No, I'm saying the lyrics are the same in your song.
Oh, okay. When are they gonna get on with this shit?
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son.
Hey, Hall. Gotta
hey
fucking
Oates.
Move on.
Hey, Oates. Hey, Hall.
He's ready, willing, over time. I've never heard this in my fucking life.
Maybe if you have, if you heard the chorus.
Maybe. So far, nothing.
You've had to hear this part.
I guess maybe. I think maybe I now that I hear the chorus, maybe I might have.
Crazy, man.
I know.
Next up.
Speaking of crazy people.
This crazy guy, as we all know now, Mentos and Diet Coke or regular Coke, doesn't matter which.
I think Diet works better.
No, they use Diet because it's not sticky after the further cleanup. But anyways, you can use Coke. Mentos and cola products will create a huge explosion or a geyser of soda.
How long before terrorists use this technology?
And he added Nutella. I don't know why he added the Nutella part, but...
Because he's going to eat it later?
But this guy did it, and what he did was he put the Mentos in a condom and dropped it in, and then taped the condom around the end of the bottle so it just fills up with air and soda.
Oh, then he fucked himself with it.
And he's Italian, so you don't know what he's saying.
Hey, Pazzano!
But he goes nuts.
Mentos, Coca-Cola!
Proclam Actives!
Incredibile esperimento con la Coca-Cola e
esperimento con Coca-Cola e Mentos.
L'energia, la vitalità della Nutella. E in più, come sempre,
what did he do with the Nutella, I wonder?
Useremo un profilattico al mango.
Prophylactics, yeah, I'm gonna fuck somebody.
Prendiamo la Nutella.
You gotta put one dab of Nutella in the bottle.
Oh, I think the Nutella works to seal the condom. That's what it is.
I don't think so. He tapes it on there.
Nutella e Mentos, bene.
I don't know, dude.
A questo punto il profilattico. Apriamo il nostro preservativo e ci andiamo a mettere le Mentos all'interno.
No, he's taking his dick out to stretch out the condom. That's weird.
Non una, non due, non tre.
Now he's fucking the Coke bottle.
Cinque Mentos. Okay, dai,
the thing is, you know, now he has to unroll the condom to take it off, and now it's going to be harder to put it back on the Coke bottle.
Dobbiamo sigillare bene con il nastro.
He has no shovel mark, so
adesivo.
I guess he knows what he's doing. I don't know.
Now he's taping it on, so it's really secured.
Benissimo. Nutella.
Yeah, now he's about to pay off.
Ed ora lasciamo.
He's about to drop that shit right in there. And create the geyser.
E attenzione, perché basta semplicemente far cadere l'elemento. Sentite, inizia la reazione. Vai con la reazione. Eccolo, incredibile ragazzi. La Coca-Cola e la Mentos sta reagendo. Sta reagendo. Record del mondo. Record del mondo.
What's going on? Guardate, holy shit, that his dick is huge.
Eccolo. Record del mondo!
Is he one of those soccer announcers?
Record del mondo! Sì, Italia!
He's cursing the gods now.
Italia!
I think Coca-Cola killed his family.
Ragazzi, ho trovato l'ingrediente perfetto! Sì!
All right.
I like that guy. You know, seeing that...
I mean, they get pretty worked up.
You know what that tells me? That condom isn't breaking because your cock's too big, all right?
Condoms do
that
not
thing is huge.
Fucking break. The thing was 3 feet long and like
two
a foot,
feet, two
yeah,
feet
like
wide.
At least a foot wide before it popped. Condoms do not break. Dudes pretend to put a condom on, or they kind of let it roll off.
Yeah, people, when it falls off, isn't breaking. If I was a condom company, I'd sue people who say that.
Yeah, because it. I don't think it's ever fucking happened. Now, sometimes you do feel it kind of rolling off a little bit. Guess what? You do feel it, and you just roll it back up.
Well, some guys don't care. They just keep fucking, then they have to fish it out later on.
Nah, you just leave it.
A lot of people have to go to the hospital to get it out, because it goes deep in
there. No. A lot of women. Not me. I'm going to bed. You want to go where Amy heals, and you want to go to the hospital, you fucking be my guest.
You're such a wonderful guy.
I got
guy.
Shit to do.
Such a wonderful guy. Speaking of wonderful guys, here's a, from about 3 years ago, this fan... got to do a wrestling promo with his hero, Scott Steiner.
Never heard of that guy, but he's some kind of wrestler?
Yeah. I think during when we used to watch wrestling 30 years ago, he was like he was in like the other wrestling league, I think.
Like WCW?
Yeah, or something like that.
When we were kids, it was only WCW, WWF.
Well, I don't know. Wrestling used to be a regional thing, actually.
You know, the main ones, like the major, like the national stuff.
No,
was on TV.
Up until the 80s, wrestling was a regional thing. It was never, like, there wasn't, like, a national thing. Anyway, So he does the a promo, which is, you know, just them yapping.
Ready? Harlem Heat. Booker T. Stevie Ray. You hurt my brother.
No,
you put him
if
in
you
the
could
hospital,
see this,
and I had to go.
He's
to
wearing
parts
like
unknown
a chainmail
to find
hat.
A new partner. Well, I found
like
that
weird
partner.
Kind of
it's methodical. Come on in here, boy. Tell him what we're gonna do.
His partner
Stevie
is
Ray,
gigantic fat
this
man.
This big fat guy with a creepy mustache.
He looks like a cross between. Oh wait,
he looks like
John
Peter Panay, Griffin.
John Panay, who died. Remember him?
Yeah, but he looks like Peter Griffin without his glasses.
Yeah, he does have a Peter Griffin look.
Hey, Brian.
With a cheesy mustache. Hey, Brian. Look, I'm wrestling.
Look at my new mustache, Brian.
All right, you can play it.
You know what?
You know what,
we're
brother?
We're going to take you out before you even get to the ring. We're going to go out drinking.
Wait a minute. You're going to take him out before the... You're going to beat him up before they get to the ring?
I know. Are there even cameras there? Because I'm at the fucking show. You just show up in the ring.
Where's the ring? Like, wrestling match is canceled. They fought backstage.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, I know you would have liked to see it, but it's over. I don't know. You want to get like a sandwich or something?
Morning. Getting up and having all fun with all the hot ladies.
Fuck you women.
Oh, yeah. Going. Plenty of fucking going on tonight.
This is a family program?
We're going to screw you over. We're going to give you all the nasty-ass leftovers. And
what I like is the Scott Steiner guys must be getting paid like $50 for this or something. This is the most awful thing you've ever
it
heard.
It is pretty bad.
And he's just like nodding like he's like the real wrestler.
Oh, yeah, that's right, brother. Yeah.
This fat guy's got the skinniest arms for a fat guy. Like, his body is like...
Well, because he's all gut. That's it. Like, all his fat went to his gut. He's got scrawny arms and scrawny legs. And he's got,
well,
like...
I haven't seen his legs.
Well, you know they're scrawny. He's got, like, 18 chins, titties, and a gigantic gut. Mm-hmm. Pretty hot.
What are we going to do? We're going to fuck the women again.
We're going to fuck them again. But guess what?
Now, once we're done with the fucking, we're,
break your legs.
I'm going to put on a quadruple X shirt, and then I'm going to go out.
It's kind of a belly shirt on me, but...
Oh, hell, not me. I'm going to give them that.
Talk on mic, dude.
Yeah,
on mic.
You got STDs, you got to give it to them.
No.
You can't not have STDs and not give it to them.
Well, no,
you
hell no.
You just tell me what girls you're fucking and I'll stay away from them.
No, we fucked the pretty ones. They fucked the ugly ones, remember?
He's not even talking on mic anymore.
Okay. So you're cool. All right. Yeah, we're all good.
Booker T, Stevie Ray, you guys are going down. Yeah.
How did this asshole win this prize?
He does, because these guys do the fucking, the circuit now with these little, like, you know, VFW posts and stuff. They put wrestling matches, so they probably, guy just probably just did it for an extra fee.
Oh, dude, we got to get in on this.
And wrestling?
No, I want to do a promo with one of those wrestlers. It'd be pretty fun.
All right, you motherfuckers.
All right, before we fight our match, I'm gonna fuck you in your ass.
I watched. Yeah, I was the other day for no reason. I was watching
gay porn. Yeah,
some old WWF clips of their promos. I'm like, man, was this ever not, like, just really awkward and kind of, like, hokey?
Mean Gene.
Yeah, Mean Gene was the...
Mean Gene Okerlund.
He's always interviewing the guy. But his interviewing skills were...
Wait. What about Bobby the Brain Heenan? Was he there?
He was a manager.
Okay.
But Mean Gene always be like, and what says you, Hulk? And then he just stand up with the microphone. Like, that's your job?
Yep.
All right, brother.
All right. Where's Gorilla Monsoon?
Right in the kisser. So, apparently, this dude... is some kind of, I don't know what the hell this is, but it seems to me it's a McDonald's commercial that they put on the news. Anyways, listen up. So this guy, I guess, he drives around in traffic with his camera on his dash, and that's his job at the news station, and he's a Baltimore legend, apparently. And
Baltimore's a piece of shit.
They went to him during the news, and he was at a drive-thru at McDonald's, but... in the video, there's a McDonald's bag, like, strategically placed in his back seat, which makes me think this is all just a commercial.
Or he loves fucking McDonald's. And yeah, I had McDonald's for breakfast, and that's why it's back there. I remember back when I would just have fast food constantly, my room was a minefield of McDonald's bags.
Sounds
like,
delicious.
All over the fucking floor. You could not take a step without stepping on...
Did you ever
on...
leave any in there so you could wake up in the middle of the night and just, like, start munching on it?
That is impossible. I must consume everything.
You'd be used to have your 2-liter of Pepsi right next to your bed.
Yeah, well, I drink as much as I can. I mean, obviously. But
you
food
used to
that
give
I bought.
Or a Pepsi next to your bed.
Well, sometimes I drink it before I went to bed, or I drink half, and then you know I get up
and
drink the rest.
And doesn't care if it's cold. I mean, there was one sitting in my car during the summer once. It had to be like 150 degrees.
Oh my
degrees.
God! Let me tell you something. Boiling Pepsi tastes like coffee.
And I go drink it. He's like, "I'll drink it. I don't care."
I tried. Even I have my limits. Yeah, I did spit it out. Yeah, it is pretty bad.
So anyway, here's that guy.
Oh, wow, deteriorating conditions for sure. It's incredible.
She almost
to see
couldn't
what's
say
deteriorating.
Let's start off
with our
deteriorating
conditions. Solar mobile Draken. He's been everywhere from Pennsylvania
she drunk?
Now down
yeah,
to
Yeah, her voice is a little a tad slurry.
Please hold forward to the next speaker.
Hey, thanks. Is it too early to get a fish sandwich? Oh, next speaker. Hang on. Oh, Candace, we live? Whoops. Hey, I've been in the car since 4 o'clock. I'm starving. I'm just getting something real quick. Hey, it's too early to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I do see okay, the McDonald's well, bag in the back.
Yeah, can I get a fish sandwich?
I love people say sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
Egg McMuffin and a black coffee. Thank you.
What size would you like?
Medium. All right, I'll tell you, folks. Stay put. It's bad out here. I've
really?
Been out since 4.
Right.
Stay put, folks. Trust me. I know.
Road looks clear.
I'm sorry.
What are you complaining about, dude? Road looks fine.
You work for 8 hours in the car. You got to eat, Candace. All right. Anyway, don't tell the boss I did this. Right. How much are you, buddy?
$4.46.
All
right.
All right. I'll be back in a little while.
All right.
Second
time. And this is entertainment in Baltimore.
So I guess it's not a commercial because it's like...
They don't have much going on over
yeah.
there. I guess that's his thing. He just drives around being a fuck-up, and
all
they,
the,
and they
you
love
know, all
it.
All the fake news stuff that they have on the internet now, everything looks fake to me when I see, that's not art, you know, where we live, news. I like,
yeah.
It looks
you
like
really
fake.
Don't know. It might be fake. You get a green screen, and, you know, you put some graphics
yeah,
up.
Yeah, blonde chick in front of it. How the fuck do I know?
Yeah,
We now go on to our friend, Kimberly Ann.
Kimmy Ann. How friendly are you?
We got him pretty friendly. She's participating in some sort of meme online, hashtag Dear Me, where I guess you write a letter to yourself. I don't know.
Haven't heard of it.
So she literally reads a letter.
Sounds hey, my YouTube friends, I'm going to do the Dear Me challenge. So
Dear
Me
challenge.
You guys to do the same thing.
What's a Dear Me challenge?
No idea. So, something to do with fingering, I bet.
Here's my Dear Me. When I was younger, I was an immature person. I had friends in the neighborhood. We all got along great. Then one day, they decided to ditch me for no reason.
I'm sure there was no
reason.
YouTube
in 2008 at the age of 13. I was always
everything
cool,
is no
suck.
Reason in your
that
fucking
head. That was a
really
head. Good song that you screwed up.
She was 13 in 2008? I guess so.
She's 22?
Yeah, I guess it makes all sense.
Right, yeah. Do the math. She's not a liar, I
2008
guess.
Seems like it was yesterday to me.
I know, doesn't it? 2008.
Like the last time I saw you, I think it was 2008. Seems to me.
Could have been.
And you will never become famous. I never forgot those hateful comments.
Well, you're still
whenever
not famous,
I
so
hate,
I mean, they're kind of right.
It bothered me, but it doesn't as much anymore. It's now 2015, and I'm still on YouTube. I'm still struggling with my life. I was always that negative person, and no one liked.
We gotta go back to the archives and see what she was putting up when she was 15.
Yeah, I would like to see like her first YouTube video.
Yeah,
I bet she's the same shit. Her singing some shitty song, and saying how her parents are fucking doing whatever. Actually, back then maybe she's complaining about school too.
This video's got Scott Buchanan numbers, 6 views. It's brand new though. It was just put up. But Burn My Goat Guy, that's the, he a good day he gets 6
yeah,
views.
Yeah, I know, he wishes.
Oh my god, look at all those views.
6 people are so gosh, wow.
That
let's
about
go on
myself.
Tour.
I used to write negative statuses on Facebook and no one liked that.
With Mikey Mouse and David Duck.
Anymore. I got tired of people calling me an attention seeker. I'm not an attention seeker.
Why is she so obsessed with that attention seeker? Like every video, I'm not an attention seeker.
Well, it's like when you call a liar a liar. They get all worked
I know,
up.
But why is
because that's all she does. She wants attention.
Is an attention seeker negative? I mean, I don't. Who gives a shit?
Well, she's on YouTube, so obviously she wants some attention.
Yeah,
so
do we. Everyone wants attention.
I know. So fucking just own up to it. Fucking calm your ass down.
Weird.
I'm just struggling with my life.
Struggling.
I'm 22 years old and I still live at home and I still hate that. I'm going to try to be strong and be more positive. I'm not going to let people get
I'm
going to
be positive, so if I do, I'll get discovered on YouTube and get lots of money so I can move out of my parents' house because I refuse to get a job or go to school or do anything else for myself. So, thank you. Yours truly, me.
She,
is an idiot.
Yeah, she takes the opportunity to write a letter to herself, and she says the same bullshit she says every week.
I know, because she's fucking dumb.
People say I'm an attention seeker, but I'm not an attention seeker. It's like, all right.
She is not a smart person. She is an idiot, and she just says the same shit over and over again, as is typical of dumb people.
Well, don't worry, because she decided to sing some Pantera.
Ooh.
Cemetery Gates coming at you, Kimberly Ann covering Pantera. So far, it's an empty room.
Yeah. I'm waiting for her to show up. Oh, shit, am I on?
River End, is there some conspiracy?
I think she means Reverend, not River End.
She's not even saying River End, she's saying River Inn.
And imagine.
Can she read?
Me.
Probably not. Well, not well.
It all seems so unreal.
She's singing over herself?
Now she's got some, like, doubling thing going, or tripling.
Left in my misery.
I don't like how it's a little off, like, well, timing-wise, too.
Well, that's the effect.
I don't like it.
You know, you do that delay thing, like one person repeats after you?
Yeah, it's distracting. I don't know.
Ah, instrumental part. Now it's awkwardly moved like a robot.
But she doesn't know what to do. It's like, it's a while before she sings again.
I think she'd do the thing where she grabs her breast and licks the nipple.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she's got small breasts. I don't think she can do it.
I mean, listen, it's worth a try. I could do that. Listen, if I could do it, she could do it.
Do you think Kimberly Ann smells?
A little. There's a little B.O. You gonna start singing yet, or? Nah, I guess not.
She's too busy hanging, headbanging, Mark. No time for singing.
Oh, wouldn't it be fun if she was headbanging and she banged her head up against a mic?
What is she headbanging to? Because it's not this music. She's very awkward at dancing and stuff.
Well, she doesn't know what to do with her body. Which is, sometimes you'd see that like at a strip club. Like, all right, I'm up here naked, but I kind of don't know what to do with myself.
I can see Kimberly Ann as a stripper.
Yeah, because she doesn't really know any better. She knows she's getting money.
She said River End again.
I know.
It's nothing new for him to see.
Yeah, this whole Laren thing can make it sound worse.
River End.
I will remember. The lover souls that sworn to me.
Yeah, it's not working.
Now I watch the falling rain on my mind and see now it's yours. Well, I guess you took my youth. I gave it all away.
So much emotion in her voice.
Yeah.
In the real song, he's basically screaming in this part.
And when she died,
I really feel it though, you know, inside.
The pride was in my soul. You left me incomplete, all alone as the memories now unfold.
Can we be done, or?
Believe the word.
Oh my God.
I will unlock my door and pass the cemetery gates.
Took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah,
right there.
That was the payoff. Next up, more music.
Very musical today.
It is. You know that song Uptown Funk, Mark?
Maybe.
We've listened to it a few weeks ago.
I guess,
boom, boom. Anyway, there's some country band. I don't know who the fuck they are. Oh, Cam. Recently, that's the name of them, Cam. They covered a country style, I guess.
Without instruments? Oh, okay.
That's how the real song is. We just listened to it a couple weeks ago.
All right, no, I got it.
This hit that I ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
Is this the country version?
Girls, yeah. Styling, wild.
Doesn't sound like country.
Living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty. I'm too hot.
Hot can.
Call the police.
Don't laugh at yourself.
Man, I'm too hot.
Who's that laughing?
Make a dragon
but where's the country? Man, I'm too hot. It just sounds like you're just doing a fucking cover.
Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot.
Hot can.
Am I bad about that money? Break it down. Boys, hit you, hallelujah. Boys, hit you, hallelujah. Boys, hit you, hallelujah.
All right, well, I guess,
cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
It's not interesting or anything. Saturday night, I mean, it's just a fucking cover.
Don't believe me, just watch.
If, you know, if it were like a country cover, I would be interested. Oh, how are they going to pull that off?
Well, how's it not country? They have guitars and country singer.
But it doesn't sound like it's a country song.
All right.
Guitars and a singer. Plenty of genres of music has guitars and a singer. They're all not country. All
right, man. All right. Next up, we have, I don't know if you guys remember her, Carly Rae Jepsen, who did, what is it called? Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Call Me Maybe.
She has a brand new song out called I Really Like You.
Call Me Maybe.
Now, when this song first came out last week, everybody was writing about it, like Rolling Stones. I'm like, man, her management must have really just, like, you will play this song. So far, it's not on the ranks yet. So,
why happens. Was Rolling Stone writing about it? Was there a payoff? Is that what
you
said?
It was good. Now, I haven't heard a note of this song, so...
All right, I'll let you know if it's good or not.
So I'll let you know if I let you know it's good.
What?
Everyone thought she was like some young girl, but she was like 28 or something.
I really wanna stop, but I just got the taste for it. I feel like I could fly with the boy on the moon. So honey, hold my hand, you like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die walking up to the room. Oh yeah, late night.
She's thinking about fucking, right? Different positions, right? Fuck it, man.
I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something.
Yeah, it's not that good.
No. It's not even close to as good as Call Me.
Yeah,
Maybe.
Yeah. You're like 35% Call Me Maybe. That's not that good.
It's sad.
Yeah, it really, I mean, it's not catchy at all. I mean, she's a hot chick, so go the sexy route. Sing something hot, and we'll all be like, oh yeah, look at this shit. But, you know, you're going to do this, we're all just going to forget about you. Nah.
Poor girl.
Nah.
This is it. I mean, this.
Yeah, that's because that's done. Well, go around the country fair singing that one song.
I guess. I mean, there you go. Wonders seem to make a career.
Money's money.
Hey, it's time for the song of the week.
We've played like 8 songs of the week.
I know.
What the fuck? Song of the week.
I always play a retro song of the week. What do you want from me? This one's called...
Tales from the Dark Side?
Holy Diver by the great Devo. Devo.
Devo. It's Dio, idiot. Even Devo. I know that.
Ronnie James Dio.
Devo.
Who died of cancer a few years ago.
He's dead?
Yeah.
I just saw him last week.
His lyrics in this song are just dumb. I don't understand what the hell he's singing about. Sometimes I think, well, I know that singers do it. They just sing about nothing, and it's whatever comes out sounds good. And then people are like, whoa, I wonder what the meaning of that is. Like, I don't know. Nothing. I just strung some words together.
Well, the more nonsensical it sounds, the more people want to find the meaning of it. So that's
probably about
trick.
Drugs or Jesus.
Or Jesus on drugs.
Ride the tiger.
I do like they're having a Conan the Barbarian thing going on in the video. Like chop some dude's head off or something? I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Ride the tiger. You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. What the fuck does that mean?
Listen, a striped tiger is traditionally
Yeah. I like the song, though.
I mean, it's fine. It's heavy. Cool, I guess. Video is ridiculous, though. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but check it out.
Who, me? I'm watching it right now.
No, I'm talking to the home audience. Video is fucking stupid. He's just walking around with a sword.
That's what I do all day.
He's just like taking a stroll with a sword in his hand.
Oh, now the other guy's built himself a sword. Is this his new sword? I don't know what the hell's going on. He just threw a sword away. Now the other guy's got another sword. That's like the worst time to throw your sword away when your enemy gets a new sword.
That's not his enemy. That's a fucking blacksmith.
Oh, got him a new one.
Yeah, the blacksmith made him a new fucking sword. He's like, yeah, this sort of shit. Use it. Oh, disposable swords. Once he chopped that dude's head off.
I read on Cracked that swords are super fragile and they pretty much will break as soon as you hit something with them.
Because
otherwise they'd be super heavy. So they have to make them a certain way. And then that means they're just really fragile.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? I read it.
Yeah, you read it. So that means it's fact for the fucking ages?
Yeah.
It's just something you read.
Yeah, but these are experts and you're not an expert.
These are experts because you read it on Cracked?
They have the whatchamacallit, the source. Whatever. That's it.
All right, yeah, sounds good to me. Apparently, for all those, like that thousands of years when people were fighting wars with swords, bullshit, they were using rocks. Because they all would have broken anyway, so no one even had swords. Swords were invented.
Alright, Mark, you're an expert.
They're fictitious swords.
HotJoeWizKids.com.
Yeah, HotJoeWizKids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.